This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor of thecitywire.com. And Michael, welcome back.
Well, it's thanks for having me back.
The 88th General Assembly is now nearing the end of its third week. Some interesting things over the past few days, including a bill that would make invalid the federal mandate for everyone to have health insurance going down in committee. Kind of a surprise?
Well, it was straight along party lines, so I wasn't surprised at that. Although, talking to some folks who are watching the process, they were wondering if Arkansas Democrats, let me back up, Arkansas Democrats obviously are different than National Democrats, so they thought maybe there would be a few of these more conservative Democrats who had maybe watched what happened November 2nd of last year and thought, I might want to be on the other side of this. But anyway, it was almost straight down party lines. There were two Democrats that voted for it. And what the bill from Representative Meeks would have done, just to clarify, is it would have challenged a key principle, which is forcing everyone to buy insurance as a key principle of the federal health care law. And what this has said is that in Arkansas, Arkansans don't have to do that. But it was shot down, and Meeks, who a Republican from Conway, says he's going to look at it and try to bring it up again. But it was a 12-7 vote against. Tracy Pinarch here in Fort Smith voted against it, and Stephanie Malone, a Republican, Pinarch is a Democrat, and Stephanie Malone, a Republican here in Fort Smith, voted for it. So pretty much down party lines. There was not a Republican that voted against it, I can tell you that.
Arkansas's Surgeon General Joe Thompson spoke against it and was pretty adamant about it.
Well, yes, and here's what's interesting, Kyle. The folks that spoke against the bill were all made it clear that they weren't speaking toward the merits of the federal health care law. They were speaking, they were saying, look, let's let the federal judicial system decide this. There are 26 states that have now signed on to try to overturn key parts of the law. And so it's funny, the Surgeon General, the folks at the AG's office, no one stood up to defend it and said it was a great law. So I thought that was an interesting part of the debate. They weren't defending the law. They were just saying, let's let the national legal action take its course before we jump in with both feet. So that was an interesting part of the dynamic.
Anything new as the city continues to figure out what the future of the convention center in Fort Smith is going to be?
Well, we'll know yes and no. On Tuesday of this week, the Fort Smith City Board of Directors sent a draft contract back to the city administrator, Ray Gossick, and to Claude Legree, who's head of the Fort Smith A&P, to try to come up with a better contract. The one they have now is a decent contract. It just had some boilerplate language in it that didn't fit the specifics between the city and the A&P. But just to give your listeners an update, the problem we have with the Fort Smith Convention Center is that the state turnback funding ended this year in June of 2010, and that was about $1.8 million a year. And we've known for 10 years. We've known for 10 years this is going to happen. And the Fort Smith City Board, for a variety of reasons, none of them very good reasons, never fixed the funding problem. They knew they were going to have a funding problem at this point. And they just kept kicking the can down the road, so to speak. And, well, the road has ended. And so they're talking about a 1% prepared food tax, which is what every other community in Arkansas and around the country really has, at least a 1%. Restaurant tax to help support their convention center and tourism operations. So they're thinking about going that route, but to do that, the A&P has to manage the convention center, so that's where they are. They're working on that contract.
The state unemployment rate came out recently, and we're right where we were.
Yes. I don't know whether that's good news or bad news. I mean, I guess the bad news is it didn't go down. The good news is it didn't go up.
It's your classic half-full glass, isn't it?
Yes. So we stayed at 7.9%, which marked the 22nd consecutive month that the state of Arkansas has been above 7%. That's never a good thing. But the way the civilian labor force works and total employment, we did lose jobs. We are down in the number of people employed. or up in the number of people unemployed, however you want to look at that. So compared to December 2009, there are 3.1% more people unemployed in Arkansas. But again, the way the civilian labor force works and the other numbers, the unemployment rate was unchanged at 7.9%.
And planes are coming back. Not that you have airplanes, of course, all the time at Fort Smith, but more specifically, an air show returning to Fort Smith.
Yes, and it's going to be very nice. The Blue Angels, but of course, the Air Force folks will kill me for that slip. The Thunderbirds will be returning in October 1st and 2nd of this year. Last summer, the air show was canceled because the 188th, which manages the air show, you know, they have the physical and assets and the people to manage it. They were called. They were overseas during that time. So they had to cancel the air show, and so now it's back. And it draws close to 200,000 people over a two-day period. It is a heck of a show, and it's a free show. It's one of the organizers say it's the last free air show in the country. Now, I haven't researched that to know it's true, but I suspect that if it's not the last, it's one of the very few free air shows, and you've got the Thunderbirds, and it's a full day of events in the air and static displays. So I know I personally enjoy it. Being a former licensed pilot, I love going out there and trying to, dream of what could have been if I would have stuck with that career.
Well, and I don't know what this says about me, but you know what else is going to be involved this year? It's something the bus. The jet bus.
I have never had to be to school that fast. Have you, Kyle?
No.
But I needed a jet bus. This thing goes 350 miles an hour.
It's a school bus.
Yeah, I can't imagine what the safety concerns would be. That sounds pretty safe, don't you think? It only has three seats, so I think I think that's an efficiency problem, number one.
Well, I think, you have the advantage of going 350 miles an hour or whatever it can go. It's the brakes that would worry me.
Yes. Yeah, it's what do people say? It's not the fall, but it's a sudden stop at the end that kills people?
That's right.
Yeah, I think that's what you would have. But you could definitely get to school a lot faster.
And the air show is, what, the 1st and 2nd of October?
Yes, sir. First thing. It's usually in the summer, but it was the 1st, and there's a little bit of some criticism because it laps with a little bit with Arkansas-Oklahoma State Fair. I don't see that being a problem until last weekend of the fair, but it was the first date they could get for the Thunderbirds. And, when you're a headline act, when you build your show around a headline act, you have to go with their date.
Michael Tilley is the editor of the City Wire. It covers politics, business, culture, sports, and more for Fort Smith, Western Arkansas, and the rest of the state. Michael, thank you for your time.
All right. Well, you're welcome.